The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 1.
Once upon a time, there was a place called Rabbit Land. Rabbit Land was full of rabbits. There were rabbits everywhere. Rabbits on the streets, on the sidewalks, rabbits all over the buildings. There were rabbits hopping on the walls, hopping in the trees, in the cars, hopping down the power lines. Everywhere you looked, there were rabbits. Everywhere. Hopping here, hopping there, hopping everywhere. It was crazy and full of rabbits. They had never seen anything that was alive that wasn't a rabbit. But one day, there was one rabbit who was wandering in the woods, hopping along under the trees, when he suddenly realized that he was lost. He looked around, all confused, but he just couldn't figure out how to get back to his village. But then he heard something. Something really strange. It was a big, loud, roaring noise, and it was coming from the sky. The rabbit looked up and saw a great machine coming down from the sky, floating down, 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 until it landed right in front of him. The rabbit had never seen anything like this before, but somehow he knew it was a spaceship. As the dust settled, the door of the ship opened, and out from the ship came the strangest looking rabbit that he had ever seen. This rabbit was taller than any he had ever known, and instead of four paws, this rabbit only had two legs. And this rabbit didn't have any fur. It just had pretty brown hair, bright green eyes, and was wearing a pretty dress that doubled as a spacesuit. And it didn't have a puffy tail, and it didn't have long ears. It had little round ears on the side of her head, and this rabbit didn't hop, it walked. He continued to watch this strange creature as she saw him and approached him. She smiled a nice smile and introduced herself.
Hello, I'm Hannah Jo.
Pleased to meet you, I guess. Are you a rabbit?
No. I'm not a rabbit. I'm a girl. A little human girl.
A human girl? I've never met a human girl before. What are you doing here?
Well, I was exploring. That's my ship. It's called the Kamala, but it's having some engine problems, so I landed here. Do you think you can help me?
Well, I don't know. My brother's good with machines and has a workshop in a garage. Maybe if you come back to my village, we can help you. But the only problem is I'm lost. I don't know how to get back to my village.
Well, I think I can help you there. On the way down, I spotted a little rabbit village. It was over that way, through the trees. I'm sure we could find it together.
All right. Thanks.
No problem. First, let me set the ship's batteries to recharge. As long as we're back in 2 hours, then it will be fine. Otherwise, they could burn out, and then I'd be in real trouble. What's your name, by the way?
Edward. I'm a rabbit.
Yes, I noticed.
And so Edward led Hannah Jo to his village. It was the early afternoon, after lunch, and everyone was having a nap, so nobody saw the strange creature that had come with Edward. Edward brought Hannah Jo to his house and to his brother's workshop.
Wow, Edward, this place is amazing.
You think you can use some of these tools to fix your ship?
Oh, you bet. It just needs a few repairs. This stuff will be perfect.
So, is this what you do all the time? Just flying around from land to land exploring? Why do you do it?
Because I love to meet new people and see new places. I think it's so exciting. What about you? What do you like to do?
Me? I'm just a rabbit. I like to hop around, I guess.
Is that all? Come on, there must be other things you enjoy too.
Well, I do like to tell stories.
Really? Have you ever written one?
Oh no, I couldn't do that. I'd be too scared.
Well, you shouldn't be scared to do things that you love, and other people would probably like them too.
Well, maybe.
Okay, I think I have all the parts I need to fix my engines. Come on, let's go.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Hello, I'm Hannah Jo. Who are you?
That's Alan, my older brother.
Ah, a monster! Dad, Mom, help! There's a monster in the garage!
No, wait!
What's that, a monster?
And then a fierce commotion broke out. All the rabbits of the town were woken up, and in spite of Edward's protest, they were so scared of Hannah Jo that they threw a big net on her and tied her up. Wait, Father! She's my friend!
Quiet, Edward! She could be dangerous!
Hannah Jo was dragged into a courtyard in the middle of the village, and all the rabbits surrounded her. They were scared and angry.
She's a monster! We ought to lock her up forever!
Maybe she's come to destroy our village!
Look how big she is!
Either way, she's an outsider and a stranger, so we cannot trust her. She must be the cause of all our problems.
Psst, Edward, what's going on? And why are they all so scared of me?
Well, we've been having some problems in our village.
All the water from our spring is dried up, and nobody knows what to do. I think they're scared, and they wonder if you caused it. Did you?
Oh, no, of course not. I wonder if there's some way that I can help.
I have a suggestion. Let us keep this creature locked up here while we go and have a meeting to discuss what we're going to do. Does everybody agree?
Yes!
And so the rabbits went out to the meeting hall, and Hannah Jo sat there by herself, a bit dejected.
Well, here I am, stuck in a rabbit cage. It's pretty tight in here. What am I going to do? If I'm not back to my ship pretty soon, my batteries will overheat and burn out. Then what will I do? Wait, who's that?
It's me, Hannah Jo. Edward, I've come to let you out.
Edward, are you sure? I don't want you to get in trouble with your father.
Well, my father always taught me to do the right thing, and I know this is the right thing.
Edward, what are you doing? Why are you opening up that cage?
Alan, I know that this girl is our friend. She helped me when I was lost in the woods. It's wrong to keep her locked in the cage.
I should go tell father.
No, Alan, they'll just lock her up again. But she needs to go now, before her ship breaks even more.
But father says she might be the reason the water dried up.
Alan, how could that be? She just arrived this morning. I saw her come. And she said she might even be able to help us with our water.
Is that true?
Maybe. I can certainly try. But I might need some help with my ship.
Alan is very good with machines. He loves to fix things.
Okay, tell you what, Alan. You come with me. Help me fix my ship. And I'll see if I can help fix your water problem.
I don't know. Are you sure this is a good idea, Edward?
I think so, Alan. Come on. You know, Father's always wanted us to do the right thing. And this is the right thing.
All right. I hope I don't regret this.
And so Edward and Alan let Hannah Jo out of the cage. And together the three of them ran or hopped to the Kamala, Hannah Jo's ship. When he saw it, Alan's little jaw dropped open.
That's amazing! I've never seen anything like that before.
Come inside. I'll turn off the battery charger before it overloads, and you can see if you can help my engine.
Wow, it's amazing in here. What a wonderful machine, but... You've got a problem over here, though, with your particle transfuser. I think I might be able to help fix it, though.
Good going, Alan. I knew it. Now come on, Hannah Jo. Let me show you where our springs are, and you can see if you think you can help.
Sure thing, Edward. Will you be okay here, Alan?
You betcha.
And so, Edward and Hannah Jo went back through the village towards the hills where the rabbits all collected their water. But what they didn't know is that some of the other rabbits saw them when they were sneaking past the village, and they went and told the village leaders.
Hey, we just saw Edward Rabbit with that strange monster going up the hills towards the wells.
What? My Edward?
See, they went to water it.
Quick, let's be after them. Come on, everyone!
Meanwhile, halfway up the mountain, Hannah Jo inspected the problem with the water supply.
This is the pool where we're supposed to be able to collect our water, but look, it's all dried up.
That is a problem. But look, I think I know what the trouble is.
You do?
Yeah, up here, see? Some rocks fell over and blocked off the stream. All the water's been diverted into these cracks in the ground here. All we need to do is move these rocks.
Oh, of course. It was too high up for us to see it. But that's a big rock. How can we move it?
I have an idea that might just work.
But just then, the rest of the rabbits arrived, all angry and scared, and armed with torches and pitchforks. They all began to shout and to surround Hannah Jo.
No! No, wait! She's not the enemy! She's trying to help us!
Yeah? Prove it!
Can she bring our water back?
She can! She can do it!
Okay, let's see. Bring her water back, and we'll believe you.
What's the matter, Hannah Jo? Can't you do it?
Well, you see...
You see? She's lying! She can't help us!
No, you don't understand. I can do it, but not by myself. I need my ship, and right now, my ship is broken.
She is lying! There is no ship!
Lock her up!
And the rabbits began to shout again and to approach Hannah Jo menacingly. Edward didn't know what to do, but just then he heard a sound. A sound he had heard once before. It was the sound of a ship. Hannah Jo's ship! The Kamala! And it was coming from overhead. Everyone was amazed to see the Kamala flying above them, including Hannah Jo. How could the Kamala be flying there if it was broken? And who was flying it? The answer came soon, as the Kamala landed gently in front of them. The hatch opened, and out came Alan, the rabbit.
Alan, I can't believe it! Did you fly that ship all by yourself?
After I finished repairing it, yeah, I did. It was pretty simple, really.
Wow, Alan, did you really fix the Kamala so quickly? That's amazing.
Yeah, well, amazing it may be, but we've still got the problem of what to do about this creature here.
She's called a girl, Father. A human girl. And I bet that now that her ship is fixed, she can help us.
You bet I can.
And so Hannah Jo hopped into the Kamala and flew into the air. All the rabbits were amazed as she sent a rope with a hook on the end of it out of her ship, and it grabbed onto the rocks that were blocking the stream of water. Quick as a flash, the water source was freed up again, and so much water came pouring into the big pool that all the animals had to back up quickly before they got too wet. All the rabbits were so excited as they saw the water pouring out, and they realized that Hannah Jo was their friend and that she had helped them all. And they got so excited that they all began to celebrate and had a gigantic pool party. Of course, the rabbits felt bad for throwing a net on Hannah Jo and tying her up. Alan and Edward's father, in particular, was very regretful.
Hannah Jo, can you ever forgive us? Can you ever forgive me?
Of course I can. You have two great sons there who are both very special.
We're sorry, Father, for not doing what you wanted us to do.
That's all right, sons. I forgive you. You did what I really wanted you to do, which was to do the right thing.
And now I guess it's time for me to go. Goodbye, Edward. Goodbye, Alan. It's been nice to meet you. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye! Yay!
And as Hannah Jo walked toward her spaceship, Alan turned to his father and told him an idea that he had in mind.
Are you sure, Alan? Is that what you really want?
Yeah, Dad. You bet it is.
Well, then, okay. But we'll miss you.
Thanks, Dad. Hannah Jo, wait up!
What is it, Alan?
I want to come with you. I've seen your ship. I know there's room. Can I come with you and explore the different lands that you will visit?
Alan, are you sure? It could be very dangerous.
I'm sure. The ship is so amazing. There's nothing here I could ever work with that would be like that. And all my life I've lived here, not knowing there was anything else to see. But now, I just can't let this opportunity pass me by.
Well, sure, Alan. I'd be glad for some company. What about you, Edward? Do you fancy a tour around the different lands with me and your brother?
Oh, I don't think so. I've really enjoyed meeting you and help you out, but I don't think I'm ready to go away from Rabbit Land yet. But I'll miss you, Alan.
And I'll miss you too, Edward. But I'm excited for the future.
Me too, Alan. Goodbye, Edward. Let's go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye!
So Edward and all the other rabbits watched Hannah Jo and Alan hop into the Kamala and fly into the air. And Edward wondered when he would see them again. The rabbits all enjoyed the rest of the pool party and had a big carrot barbecue and hopped around to music all into the night. But Edward wandered back home after a while. He got a piece of paper and a pencil and sat outside on the porch. As the sound of the celebrating rabbits continued in the distance, Edward looked up at the stars and thought of his brother and Hannah Jo and their ship and the different lands that they would be exploring. He turned to his paper and began to write The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 1.
This has been Episode 1 of The Hannah Jo Stories, starring Nathan Metzner, Hannah Metzner, Ben McClure, Alyssa McClure, and Johanna McClure. This has been a Blue Towel Radio Theater production.
Oh, sure!